The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. When he has driven out all his own, the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and to slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think this wind is stirring up my allergies a little. My brothers and sisters, when do we recognize someone's voice? Whose voices are those that we most readily recognize? It's the voices we hear all the time, the people to whom we are closest, who are most intimate to us, are our loved ones. I think of my younger brother Matthew. I spend a lot of time with him. He does these great impersonations on the phone. So he'll call people up. He'll call my cousins or my uncles and aunts or his fellow employees at Leatheries. And he'll be a complaining customer on the phone. Right? And they're like 3 minutes into the conversation. And most of the time, they don't even figure it out. He has to tell, "Hey, you know, it's just me." So he tries this on me every once in a while. He's a complaining parishioner. Within three words, I know it's him, though, because I recognize his voice. Sometimes he'll come to Mass here, and I don't see him. He'll be in the back, you know, with his kids. And I'll be in the middle of Eucharistic prayer. My attention is fully on the Mass, and he'll cough. And I know his cough. It's so distinct. And I smile and hear, like, "Oh, Mass here," right? I think of my dad. When I was first ordained, I did some supply work. I traveled to all these different parishes in the diocese to help priests out when they went on vacation. My dad would sometimes show up. He would surprise me. He wouldn't tell me he was coming. And I wouldn't even need to get to the altar to see him, because as we started the processional hymn, I recognized the voice of his singing. Right? Not even his normal voice, the way he sings. Right, because I know him. You know, when you are really close to someone, they don't even have to speak. You know them by the way they breathe. And my brothers and sisters, this is the kind of relationship that our Lord Jesus Christ wants with every single one of us. When does he say his sheep follow him? When they recognize his voice. Do you recognize the voice of our Lord when he speaks to you? He speaks to you all day long, every day, to each and every one of us. And He wants us little by little to come to know more fully the sound of His voice, the way that He speaks to us, so that we can recognize it and follow Him. And this is why our Lord, why does He allow John to lay his head on his chest? Or Mary Magdalene to kiss his feet? Or He tells His disciples, I call you my friends. Or He says to the good thief on the cross, you will be with me today in paradise. Because He's telling all the world, I have taken flesh because I want to have a relationship with each and every one of you. I want you to know me personally, so intimately that we become the closest of friends, that you will turn to me and know that I will speak to you. I was reading a book recently. I'm starting an evangelization team at the parish, right, to spread the word, to spread the Catholic faith. And I'm reading this book, and something, it didn't surprise me, but it greatly saddened and distressed me. They've done these surveys all throughout the country with Catholics. Do you know the percentage of Catholics in our nation who believe that a personal relationship with God is possible? 48%. Less than half of the Catholics in our country think they can have a personal relationship with God. That probably means that about half of the people present today aren't quite sure whether they can really have an intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, He wants you to know that you can and that He longs for it. So if 48% believe that it's possible, how many actually do? Maybe a quarter, 25%? Sometimes I think it's maybe closer to about 10%. When He speaks to us, we must be certain that if we're going to enter into a conversation with Him, He will respond. And He wants us to know that without a doubt. You know, if we called up a good friend of ours and said, hey, do you have a minute? I'm going through a really tough time. They would drop anything and everything if they love us. God loves us infinitely. If we go to Him, do you think He won't respond? And He might not respond quite in the way that we expect. You know, sometimes we actually literally want to audibly hear His voice. And maybe that might happen a few times in life, but He will answer. I had a lady recently who, her husband hurt her feelings. And she was really upset, frustrated. He'd done something he'd done numerous times. And she's ready to just blast him. You know, really lay into him. I'm going to tell him what I think. And all of a sudden she thinks, you know what, I should probably go to our Lord for a few minutes. So that He can give me the best words to really get my husband, right? She comes before our Lord, and she leaves, and she knows that she's supposed to take the opposite approach. Our Lord reminds her, remember how many times you've hurt His feelings. What would you have wanted Him to do to you in those moments? And she knows, you know what, I need to be merciful. He just gave her to understand His will for her life. I had a man recently who was offered a new job opportunity. And it's been something he's wanted to do for years. Well, as the years have gone on, he's gotten married. He has a few children now. And it's a different situation. So he goes to our Lord and says, Lord, you know what? I've been longing for this. I've desired it. And You've finally given it to me. Or at least I think You've given it to me. And he comes to understand, if you take that job, you will be away from your family so often, it will damage your marriage. And so he lets it go because our Lord has spoken to him. When do we know that it is not our Lord's voice that we're hearing? Right? We go to prayer, and sometimes we get things, we think, gosh, is that God or not? You can be certain that it's not God if the voice says anything that leads you to despair or worry, or anxiety, or fear, or frustration, or shame, that is not the voice of God. When God speaks, it always gives us hope. It settles our hearts. We receive peace from Him. He brings us to surrender, to abandon ourselves to His will, and we leave in freedom. That's the way God speaks. What's another way we know that God is not speaking? When we think, you know what God wants me to do? Something that contradicts the teachings of the church. You know, I know the church teaches this, but I think you're listening to another voice, not His. Because our Lord Jesus Christ said, I will speak through my church. I will lead her to the fullness of the truth. One other example, when is it not our Lord's voice? When what we are hearing, if we put into action, could seriously harm our vocation. If you follow through with this, it will hurt your marriage. I remember when I entered the seminary, now I was 100% convinced that I was called to the priesthood. I had no doubt in my mind. So 2 years into it, a good friend of mine, a young lady, she's the only girl in high school that I looked at and thought, gosh, I could marry her. But I thought, you know, she's out of my league, she's a year old, and she's so beautiful, you know, this is never going to work. So I never tried. I'm 2 years in the seminary. She has this real deepening of faith. And she learns that I want to go do missionary work one summer. And she calls me up. And she says, you know what, if you do that, I would love to join you. Well, she starts doing a little research. She finds a place. She calls me again. I found a great location. Would you come with me? I went before our Lord. And He said, you know your vocation. If you join her on this, you will end up marrying her. And my will for your life is your greatest joy. And that's why I'm here today, right? Of course. But I remember on my ordination day, this young lady, she went up to my dad after the ceremony. She's at the reception. She said, you know what, I'm so happy for Jeremy. You know, it's great. God bless him. I'm kind of sad myself, though. He's the only guy I ever thought I could marry. I want to close with this. Which apostle recognized our Lord more clearly than any other? There was one who stood above the rest. It was the Apostle John. After the resurrection, they're out in a boat. Peter is with him and other apostles and disciples. Our Lord speaks from the shore, cast your net on the other side. Who said, it is the Lord? The beloved John. John had the most intimate relationship of all the apostles with Mary, with the one who knew her son's voice like no other. If you do not right now have a personal relationship with our Lord, if you would not be able to recognize His voice when He speaks to you, the greatest thing I could recommend is to develop a relationship with Our Lady. And I want to close with this. It says, our Lord calls each of us by name. There's a gentleman, about 15 years ago, he had a profound conversion. He had gone off to college and he had left his faith. He got married. He had 3 children. He'd bring them to church, you know, every once in a while. He got them baptized. I think they received First Holy Communion, but his faith was not deep. He has this conversion experience and he begins to pray for the first time in his life every day. And all of a sudden, to his surprise, he began to hear Our Lady's voice in his heart. And he understood that she wanted him to communicate her words to others. And I've been a witness of this many times. She's spoken to me through him in things that nobody could possibly know. Well, one day he goes and he's visiting a woman who's 2 weeks away from death. She's bedbound at this point. And as he's praying with her, all of a sudden Our Lady begins to speak and he gives this message to this woman. It was extraordinarily beautiful and she just begins weeping. It's just what she needed to hear to persevere to the end of her life in total faith. The woman says, after she gains composure, that was unbelievable. Your voice and Our Lady's were intertwined. And she said that, and I always wondered, gosh, how does Our Lady speak to him? And this, you know, does he hear her? And then he says it. She says, your voices were as one. But she said, and I wish I could remember the name. She said, but what does that mean? And his face went flush red. And he says, that's Our Lady's nickname for me. That's her term of endearment. Right, when you're really close to someone, you have words, you have expressions that you use with them that you would use with no other person. My brothers and sisters, that is how intimate God wants to be with us. That we are so close to His heart that He calls us each by name. And probably a name that He does not use with any other soul.